oh dear, what can the matter be? And that was a popular parlor tune, again, that everybody would have known, but the words to it address an argument that was made against women's suffrage. And there were many arguments against women's suffrage. One of them was that, you know, politics was a dirty place to be and women shouldn't be soiling their hands there. But one argument that people who would say, oh, I think women are smart enough to vote and I think they can handle it, but the bottom line would be, why should they bother? Their husband already votes, their brother already votes, their son already votes. So their needs are being met. They don't need to vote. And so, oh dear, what can the matter be? Elmae Wheeler, who said quite a few songs to, you know, suffrage tunes, wrote this song and took a little turn on it. Oh dear, what can the matter be, dear, dear, what can the matter be, oh dear, what can the matter be, women are wanting to vote. Now right there, she's poking fun at the whole idea, you know, what's the big deal, women are wanting to vote. You know, the argument that why should they bother, well, you could flip that on the other side of and say, well, why shouldn't they? So then she goes on to say, women have husbands, they are protected. Women have sons by whom they're directed. Women have fathers, they're not neglected. Why are they wanting to vote? Again, they have everything. Women have homes, there they should labor. Women have children whom they should favor. Women have time to learn of each neighbor. Why are they wanting to vote? I love that. I love that stanza, because talking about, you know, they already have their home, that's where they should work. They already have children, that's who they should be taking care of. And the line about they have time to learn of each neighbor. and then it gets better. Women can dress, they love society. Women have cash with all its variety. Women can pray with sweetest piety. Why are they wanting to vote? They just have it all. And now here comes the persuasive argument, the women answering back. Women have reared all the sons of the brave. Women have shared in the burdens they gave. Women have labored this country to save, and that's why we're going to vote. So I love that ending. And then the final chorus is, oh dear, what can the matter be, dear, dear, what can the matter be, oh dear, what can the matter be? In this final little punchline, why should men get every vote?